Ushet Audio presents Elusive, written by Emily Lloyd-Jones, read by Caitlin Davies and Kirby Hayborn. Part 1. For they would inherit a world so devastated by explosions and poison and fire that today we cannot even conceive of its horrors. So let us try to turn the world away from war. Let us make the most of this opportunity, and every opportunity, to reduce tension, to slow down the perilous nuclear arms race, and to check the world's slide toward final annihilation. President John F. Kennedy. Radio and television address to the American people on the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, July 26, 1963. Chapter 1. Sierre. Sierre Jiba wakes to pounding on her hotel door.
This is the NYPD. We have a warrant to search this room.
Sitting up is more difficult than it should be. The sheets are tangled around her naked body. Clutching the duvet to her chest, she frantically takes stock of her surroundings. A teenage boy is face down on the carpet, one arm thrown out, and a miniature bottle of tequila clutched in his fist. His shirt is missing, and there's a tattoo of a Celtic knot on his left shoulder, the black ink just visible on his dark skin. Sierre would know that tattoo anywhere. It belongs to her best friend, Devon Lyer. The pounding starts again. Sierre leaps from the bed. Any second now, NYPD will burst into the room. The first thing they'll do is trip over Devon.